This is Live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona sitting in for Will Griffin. And if you have been listening the last couple of weeks, you've known that we've had something of a choral festival here on Live in Studio C. It just happens to be the season for spring choral concerts. We heard wonderful music from the Nashville Symphony Chamber Chorus, from the Vox Grotto Women's Choir, and today we have the wonderful singers of Portara Ensemble with us under the direction of Jason Shelton. And they're going to get right underway with selections from their concert that's coming up later this week called From Beginning to End, Music of Life, Love, and Loss. On that concert, they will be playing, performing, in full, some music by Aaron Copland called In the Beginning. But right now, we'll hear just an excerpt featuring soloist Mary Scheib.
And void. seasons and for days and years, and let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let there be
lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Music of Aaron Copland. Now the full piece takes us farther into the creation story from Genesis. But Jason Shelton.
Well, if you want to know how it ends, you got to show up on Sunday.
That's right. Portara Ensemble here live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Jason Shelton, the director of the group. So glad to have you in today.
Nina, thank you so much for having us. We love coming and singing for your audience out in Radio Land.
Well, we love having you as well. So tell us a little bit about the concert that is coming up.
Sure. Well, we have wanted to, and first of all, let me say Mary Scheib on that solo, just
yes.
A magnificent mezzo solo on that, and so difficult, and all the different keys and going on, and we're just thrilled to be able to pull something like that off with her around. And we wanted to have a concert. We've been talking about doing something at the Downtown Presbyterian Church, and that's where the Contributors House, and we started to think about what would a program be that really lifted up human dignity. Mm-hmm. And the common experience of being alive, which is that we experience love and loss, and it's just what it is. And so whether you're homeless or experiencing homelessness or not, this is just what it is to be alive, and we wanted to partner with the Contributor to lift that up.
Of course, an important part of being alive is love, and that seems to be the theme of the next couple of pieces that you have on the program today.
That's right. So we'll jump into a Shaker song and then a setting of a wonderful E. Cummings poem.
Okay, let's hear it.
Love is little, love is low, love will make my spirit grow in peace, grow in light. Love will do the thing that's right.
Love.
Words of E.E. Cummings, set to music by Gwyneth Walker. That was I Carry Your Heart. And before that, we heard Kevin Siegfried's arrangement of a Shaker song called Love is Little, performed live in Studio C by the Portera Ensemble, directed by Jason Shelton. Now, the Portera Ensemble is going to be performing in concert this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Downtown Presbyterian Church in a benefit for the Contributor. And Brady Banks is the executive director of the Contributor, and he's here with us to just say a few words about the paper.
Sure. Super excited to have Portera joining us. What an ensemble. Love is little, love is small. I like to think that they just showed a little love in the middle of our days. Very, very beautiful pieces there. But we are very delighted to have them come to Downtown Presbyterian Church, where we do the heart of our work with the Contributor. And of course, the Contributor is a street newspaper here in Nashville that creates economic opportunity with dignity by investing in the lives of people who've experienced homelessness and poverty. And during my work day, I get to experience a little bit of love because I have the opportunity to see people who are seeing in themselves the ability to get out there and to enter back into economic community, which ultimately leads to them being invited back into our community as a whole. And we love seeing some of the lives that are transformed by the work that we do. And, you know, when people come and help us out and do things like the ensemble is going to do on Sunday, it lifts our spirits because we're excited to share the message that people are whole, that they are people who have taken this little seed of love that we've shown them and made it grow.
And you talked about people are whole, and that seems to be the message of this concert program, as I understand it, that Jason Shelton has been telling us about, that the Portera Ensemble has given us a taste of. They're calling it From Beginning to End, Music of Life, Love, and Loss. And our next piece today, Jason, it takes us to the end of that continuum, doesn't it?
That's right. We'll sing one of the movements from Herbert Howells' Requiem. Howells, an English composer, wrote this in the late 1930s. And one of the things we're most excited about in this concert is we're sharing it with vendor poets, people who are writers and contributors to the Contributor, who are going to be coming and sharing their poetry. And we found, looking over some back issues and some new pieces actually written just for the concert, that just dovetail perfectly with the pieces we're singing. And as much as we all wish we could experience love all the time, the fact is we experience loss too. And some of the vendor poets will speak to that as we sing this Requiem.
Oh,
selection from Herbert Howell's Requiem, performed by Portara Ensemble, live in Studio C under the direction of Jason Shelton. So we have one more piece on today's sampling of your spring concert. And why don't you tell us a little bit about this piece?
Sure, this is a piece by the Minnesota composer Jake Runestad, and it's a setting of a poem by Alfred Noyes. Angels, where you soar up to God's own light, take my own lost bird on your hearts tonight. And as grief once more mounts to heaven and sings, let my love be heard, whispering in your wings.
Let my love be heard. there's your angel choir. My goodness. Jake Runestad's Let My Love Be Heard, performed by the Portara Ensemble, directed by Jason Shelton, live in Studio C here on Classical 91.1. Thank you guys for your beautiful performance. Thanks for coming in. And Jason, remind us again about your concert.
The concert is this Sunday, May 21st at 4 p.m. at the Downtown Presbyterian Church on 4th Avenue, downtown, funny enough. And there's parking all around. There's parking structures. You can, if you check out a book at the library, you can stamp your card there and then come over. And for the concert, you'll have 2 hours, and we won't be that long.
We'll have a wonderful concert this weekend. I hope you'll see plenty of Classical 91.1 listeners in the seats there.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your performance. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, to the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and to the First Tennessee Foundation for making Live in Studio C possible. Coming up next week, we will have music for horn, clarinet, and piano performed by Jennifer Coomer, Emily Boland, and Alexander Volpe. I'm Nina Cardona. This is Classical 91.1.